Hi, this is Steve Compeller from Golden Arrows. If you thought I was a son of the soil, check the real soil. Just listen to Sports Live with BBK. They don't come any darker. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Sports Live with BBK.
This is the very first installment of Sports Live with BBK for the year 2021. Welcome one and all. It is great to be in your company as always, and we are going to do our best and do everything in our power to take this podcast to a higher level this year. Now, before we get the ball rolling, let me take this opportunity to say condolences to the families of South Africans who've lost their loved ones to COVID-19. And I hope that those of us who are still around will continue to do that which is necessary and everything in our power to make a contribution to fight against this devastating disease. Well, I think the last time I checked, we were edging very close to 40,000 South Africans who had lost their lives. And that is South Africa with 40,000, almost 40,000 members less in our family. Condolences, strength to everyone, and we shall overcome. Now, today, Apple Music campaign, which is called Music That Moves Me and Will Live Tomorrow, is being published, and they are publishing the playlist by the sportsmen who are, amongst others, Makazole Mapimpi. You know, whenever I say that name, I smile. I smile because this man is the hero of my two sons who know nothing about rugby, but they definitely watched the World Cup last year, from the very first moment when the national anthems were sung up until the moment this man did something special towards the end of the match against England. Well, I will get back to that later. And some of the other sportsmen who are part and parcel of this campaign by Apple include our very, very good cricketer Uthemba Bavuma, and the AB de Villiers is also in the mix, and indeed Rene Letsoliloane, the soccer star, the former Kaizer Chiefs and now Highlands Park midfielder, is one of those as well, and I will be chatting to him as well after my conversation with Makazole is done. Now, he joins me, the World Cup champion, Makazole Mapimpi, the man who was part and parcel of the green and gold Springboks when they, then coached by Rassie Erasmus, they won the World Cup last year. He scored a late try for the Springboks in the final as they beat England, and South Africa won the Webb Ellis Trophy for the third time. Putwam, welcome to Sports Live with PBK.
Thank you so much for the compliments to everyone in South Africa.
Compliments to you indeed, and he says compliments to everyone in South Africa because we're having this conversation with him, myself being here in Gauteng, and is all the way in Japan. Now, there is a song, since we are talking about music, Makazole, which is I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien, I'm a Jamaican in New York. But for you, we'll change the lyrics to say I'm a Tanzania boy in Japan. Talk to me about you being in Japan, about life in Japan, since you are playing your rugby there at the present moment.
Yeah, of course, the life is different now because of the COVID-19, something like that. But I think so far it's all good on my side, and also Japanese people, very nice people, and we're trying our best now so we can play rugby again, but we're still struggling as well because of it's a COVID-19. But life, it's good here. Yeah. Like, I'm glad to be here because I learned like a lot of things here, culture, everything. Japanese people are very good, very disciplined, you know. So I'm learning like a lot of things here, you know. So it's all good. So
yeah. When you are in Japan, you will try and acclimatize and get accustomed to their culture and all of that. But surely part of culture is music. And since music is our theme today, what beat do you move to? In other words, what music is the soundtrack of your life, Makazole?
Honestly, I like to listen to music and motivate me, or music and make me happy most of the time. And I have also music, and when I'm emotional, I can listen some type of gospel, you know. But it depends the situation. If I'm happy, I have some song I can listen. If I want to get motivated, so I have like another song, you know.
What is your happy song?
I think Simi Mahlalela. And something so weird, so no Dolly Wam, and something so weird, just a pity pity sassy Josie, and there's a lot, man, like, most especially, see me, like, there's a happy thing on Mazake, and there's a lot of people, and also I can listen to Maskanda.
How Maskanda, my daughter? Yeah, and your favorite artist in Maskandi?
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, Kono Mfana Chambani, Utokama.
Utokamelihle.
Utokamelihle, and, you know, Kukumayo, Indokambokos.
Nje.
Of course, in terms of imiculo yakudala and isamamela nayo, Fazomnyama, or Asheli Mhlophe.
For sure. Yeah. I guess that if you're listening to our Gqokamelihle now, you have your different colored Brentwood pants and Cavellas as well. But you are in Japan, you're not mentioning anything about any Japanese music. You haven't warmed up to it yet?
I won't lie. I've been asking the Japanese guys which is like popular song in Japan. And I just want to listen, but there is the song, but I forgot to say the lyrics. I have in my mind when I'm going to like have some coffee dinner, this always playing this song. But it's quite not like nice song because everyone, when you're singing, everyone is the same. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Very popular song. In case you've just joined us, my name is BBK and you're listening to Sports Live with myself, BBK, and I've got my guest as the man who scored a try for South Africa against England towards the dying ends of the game when South Africa won the Webb Ellis Trophy, the World Cup, last year in Japan. His name is Magazole Mapipi. Now, tell me something here, Magazole. We're dealing with a situation where I would like for you to be able to give a reflection of what it's been like being a world champion, but finish a full calendar year without playing any form of rugby. That must be crazy.
It's bad. Most especially is us as the rugby players, you know, like you see, because a lot of countries playing rugby even now, you know, and a lot of countries playing even international. So we can play the problem is that we can't travel to another countries, which is that's why Super Rugby Council now. So we're looking forward to play for Pro 14 this year, I think June, July, something like that. So it's been like tough for us, and we can't do anything with that because of we need to support the government as well because people dying outside there, so we can't do our thing as well.
Most definitely. But there has been rugby played in South Africa in the form of the Carling Black Label Curry Cup, and we are in the semi-final stages right now. And tomorrow, we're going to see a clash that is going to take place right here at Loftus Versfeld, which is going to see the Blue Bulls playing against the Golden Lions. I'm sure you've been keeping tabs of what has been happening here at home. How do you see that game panning out?
Yeah, it's quite tough. Most especially this the both games is quite tough because it's semifinal, as you said. And I will start with the Blue Bulls. Since Blue Bulls was in form in the Curry Cup lockdown and also in the Super Cup lockdown as well. And it's that's why I'm saying it's gonna be like tough. Lions and Blue Bulls, and I think Blue Bulls got like advantage, but you can't like I can't say because rugby is something you can't like
unpredictable.
Yes, I am. So you can expect anything can happen in the game, but Blue Bulls has got the advantage to do anything.
And then later on in the day, we're going to see a team that you are wearing black and white for. That is your team indeed, the Natal Sharks. They're going to travel all the way and being hosted by the Western Province at the Newlands Stadium. I'm sure your blood is black and white and you're really thinking that your boys must get there, get the job done and book their place in the final of the Currie Cup.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. And at least I trust my boys. I trust my boys. I trust my mates. I trust my team. And of course, the guys are going to give the best in Cape Town. And also, Western Province has got like a powerful team as well. Let's not forget about that. So, but it's all about the mindset in the game. Who's going to win the pickle, you know, and who's going to win the whatever strums, whatever. So it's going to be a tough game. And I'm looking forward to watching. But yeah, I trust my teammate. I trust my team.
I will say I trust our team as well because I'm a boy from Chesterville, from Durban, from KwaZulu-Natal. So fingers crossed they are going to come back with a victory from the Western Cape. Now, you're talking about looking forward to the semifinals, but surely there's something even bigger, Magazole Mapipi, as you join me here talking on Sport Live with BBK and you're joining me all the way from Japan. The bigger thing that I'm talking about comes in the form of the British and Irish Lions tour. Towards the end of the year, there may be question marks as to whether it's going to happen or not, but it is a big thing in the sense that it comes only once after 12 years. I'm sure having played your part for the Sharks, having played your part for the Springboks, the British and Irish Lions tour must be another big, big event on your agenda.
Yeah, man, this is a big thing for everyone in South Africa, every player in South Africa. Even if you didn't play for the World Cup, you wasn't there with the World Cup. I think it's an opportunity for everyone, you know. And you know why I'm saying this? Because I want to be part of the team, you know. I want to still like present my country, Springbok, you know. And if I remember 2009. That was a time those guys were saying, like, I was still in like village that time, you know. I didn't think even.
How old were you then?
I was 19 at the time. So I didn't think one day I would be like close to, I can play for this thing, you know. And so, I think every player in South Africa looking forward to be part of the team this year, and let's hope things going to go well, you know. And it's quite tough, as I said before. It's tough for us as South African players, you know. We can't even play, yeah. We can't even travel, you know. So, yeah, we're looking forward for the challenge, man.
Yeah, we're all keeping our fingers crossed that indeed it's going to go ahead. Now, you've been in Japan since September. And you are coming back home
since October.
And you are coming back home to the Sharks in April, right?
Yeah.
But then a lot of eyebrows were raised, Magazole, when you turned down a one-year contract offer that was believed to be in the region of 9 million. Do you care to share the thinking behind that decision with me?
No, it was in like a... like 1 year, it was kind of like how many months? I think 9 to 10, 11 months, something like that. We had like the 21 days, that period, if you want to go overseas, so you can go overseas. So
the 21-day transfer period, yeah.
Yeah, so I get the opportunity for I can go overseas. So the problem is that I didn't want to take the opportunity as soon as possible. So I need to go back to the Sharks, talk to the Sharks, say, okay, I've got like 1 year or 12 months or 11 months or 10 months. So I want you guys to release me. So I don't want to cancel the contract with the Sharks, go overseas. And then I can struggle afterwards, go overseas. So I don't know after that what I'm going to do. So I need to talk to the Sharks first, make things happen. Easy, everyone is happy. If it's everyone is happy, so I can go. So likely Ed allowed me to go to take a contract. So it wasn't that thing I turned down the offer. No, it was just like about the communication. So I need to communicate with the team before I took my decision. So it was something like that.
So in the end, it was a win-win situation for yourself as well as for the Sharks.
Yeah, that's a problem. I think everyone is happy now.
Now, when you look at the fact that there is a situation in South Africa now where a lot of players who had formerly been based in Europe are coming back, in your view, is that a good thing in terms of strengthening the provincial teams, in terms of strengthening South African teams as we prepare to go and play in Pro 14?
Yeah, I think it's always good to like have the players from overseas. Of course, it's like different like experience. You know, you can have those players can remember those players been playing for Pro 14 as well and over the tournaments in all overseas. So it's quite good because of all of the South African teams now going to Europe, you know. So if you have those guys was there before, it's going to be a good thing for you as a team. So it's good advantage, you know. So I think it's a good thing for those teams, like those players coming back.
As we are about to wrap up this conversation with Makazole Mapimpi, the Springboks, the Sharks winger, with me here on Sports Live with BBK, I want to find out a couple of things quickly. You know, my mother was here in Johannesburg. My home is in Durban. My family is in Durban. And she had visited us, and my wife and my boys and my girls, we're all happy to have her. And one of the main things that the kids were excited about was grandma's cooking. When last did you speak to grandma? Do you miss her cooking back home?
I was on the call even now before we did this interview. So I was chatting with her about what's going on in South Africa. You know, she's still safe about the COVID, something like that. You know? And
yes.
Yeah, of course, I miss like a lot of things. What do you call in Zulu? Uputu.
Uputu, yes.
Yeah, I like putu. I like shatin. What do you call shatin?
Shatin in Akteen. Pela is Xhosa and isiZulu. It's Nguni. So it's one family. So there will be names that are quite similar in both languages. So Tandu putu no shatin in Mfanomtal.
Yeah, I think I'm going to tell me like a Zulu guy. Like a lot of things. I've been in Durban, so I like a lot of things, you know.
I'm sure you've eaten Istambu as well, what you guys will call Mngushu.
Yeah. Everything, basically. I used to go to in town there.
Okay.
Have like this stamp, everything.
Sure. Yeah. There was a documentary that was made also, Makazole Mapimpi, that reflected and covered the behind-the-scenes moments of what South Africa was going through while in camp in Japan during the course of the World Cup, leading all the way to the situation when the Webb Ellis Trophy was lifted. Parcel of what was highlighted there, which stayed in my mind, was that interview by Rassie Erasmus when he was talking about the fact that with the jersey numbers on the back, every player had to put pictures of their families and all of that. Just go through what you had to do on your jersey.
Yeah, the thing what happened to me, there is a jersey, as Kushra said, there is a jersey. So that time was about to play in Joburg, the championship, yeah.
Yes, the rugby championship,
game,
yeah.
Yeah, rugby championship, the first game against Australia. So now we had that opportunity. You can like take a picture of your family if you have your wife, your sister, your kids, your mom, your dad, your brother, everything, you know. And for me, the thing what happened to me, I just keep sending my pictures to the lady, which is Andy, you know. She was like, I need your picture for your family, you know, and I was saying, like, I know I want to like, put those pictures on my back. I don't have pictures, you know. And, okay, she was okay afterwards. And it was a couple of players asking me what's going on, why I don't have pictures in my back, something like that, my family. And kind of like a joke, something like that, man, you know. But I was just like, no, man, I'm fine. I'm happy with this thing, you know. And, yeah, man. But Coach asked me what's going on, and then I told him, man, listen, man, I don't have like First thing, I lost my mom when I was 14 years, you know. Imagine when I was 14, I was like, when was that? It was 2004. I was still young, you know. The technology wasn't like this now. You have pictures, your mom, your dad, something like that. And I didn't have a phone that time, even, you know. And there was no cameras as well, something like that. You use 3310. There's no flash. There's no camera, anything. Yeah. And I told him, but I don't have pictures of my family, something like that, you know. And my sisters were passed away, my brother. And 2009 and 2010, same, you know. So I don't have a picture for anyone in my phone, so I would like to put myself only. And I don't think these things are going to hurt anyone. And I'm just playing rugby. And I don't even care about these things. It's all about rugby for me to represent the country, everything, you know. And it was like quite like kind of like a joke. And until I explained what's going on in me, everyone was like, I'm sorry about this thing, you know. And
yeah, yeah.
So everything is started now about the story and controversy. You had what it said on the documentary. So it was like a kind of situation like that, you know.
It was a touching moment indeed, Magazole. But I would assure you of one thing. You may not have your biological siblings, your brother and your sister. You may not have your mother, but I can assure you, you have me as your brother from another mother. You have millions more of South Africans who love you for what you did, for your heroics at the World Cup, who are part and parcel of your extended family. We love you, brother. You are not alone. We are always going to have your back. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me all the way from Japan. The Springbok hero, Magazole Mapipi, my hero, the man who brought a lot of joy for South Africa. And all the best of luck with all of your future endeavors. And may 2021 bring you nothing but the best. Thank you, Prawam.
Thank you so much, brother. Be safe. Thank you.
Black and white forever. Be safe as well. Thank you.
Sure.
It is the 22nd day of January 2021, and you are still here with myself, BBK, on Sports Live with BBK. And now we're moving to the second segment of this very first offering for the year. Well, earlier I told you that there is music in the air. How so? Well, it's in the form of the Apple Music campaign titled Music That Moves Me, and it is going live today, whereby they are publishing playlists by sportsmen and others, and basically it explores the music that drives the superstars and helps them perform at their best, and the songs that they listen to at training and in the changing rooms and before a game to psych themselves for the battle ahead. I've already had a beautiful conversation then with Makazole Mapipi, our 2019 Rugby World Cup hero, and now I'm going to move on to a man who is not a yo-yo, but he is yeye. Rene Letsulunyane, welcome to Sport Live with BBK, and thank you for joining me.
No, thanks for having me, Hotmani. It has been long since
we spoke. Yeah, no, it's been long indeed. And I see that it is a Sporty Friday today. Well, I always have a cap in my head because I feel naked without one. And I noticed that it is the same passion for you too.
Yeah, definitely. I'm always having my Sporty J or Strachelinyana if the weather doesn't allow me to cap a Sporty. Like you mentioned.
For sure.
If Akawala in FMH doesn't feel right, man. I'm falling for short time.
It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't, but I think also I must grow some threads so that you and me can finish this thing, because the two of us are black like midnight. Yeah, well, we are twins.
It's wrong.
So right, Matala. Now, tell me, let's talk music. What's playing in your ears when you're getting ready to train? And maybe even if when you're walking down that pitch as you're inspecting it just before you take your warm-ups?
My music, I keep grouping it. Let's say from traveling from the hotel to the stadium, it's chill because it's a gospel, a playlist, yeah, gospel, few songs, gospel songs. for like a spiritual upliftment, yana, to put my spirit in a space where I don't think about anything. I don't stress about anything. I communicate with my God to intervene in me and during that game for me. And then as soon as Relo Chaka failed in, now I changed the tune to say, now we have arrived at the stadium and we have arrived to a place that we need to glorify you. Now it's like more of local hip-hop where for me it gives me that edge, yana, ups the tempo, yana, to say now it is time for us to go
to battle.
Because we're on the battlefield. And then from there, a few minutes or before the game starts, it's your high tempo music, which is your house, your piano music, where now it's okay, now I'm ready emotionally, physically, and everything ready. So now let's try and take be in the mood, obviously, to have fun on the game.
Yeah, piano. Oh, piano. Asusalali emakaya. Anginayako. For sure. That is the soundtrack of Rene Letulinyane's life as he prepares himself from the hotel all the way through to the dressing room and making sure that he puts more high tempo just before they're going to take off to the field. Now, yeah, Highlands Park. A lot of people may have thought after SuperSport United, maybe that was it for you. But having enjoyed a very successful career, laden with a lot of silverware with Kaizer Chiefs, and even that move, some were like, it's curtains for this man. And you went to SuperSport United and you continued your sterling tradition of winning trophies with Matsantsa Apritori. Tell me about the transition from the movement from these teams, because I think that you are one of the senior citizens in our football with the likes of Hlompho Kekana. You started off your professional career with Hellenic. You move on to Dangerous Duckies. You were there at PJ Stars as well. Chomo Cosmos is when you were crunching bones with everybody else there, and you shown Chief snatches you up from there. You moved to SuperSport and you went to Highlands Park, and now you are with TS Galaxy.
Yo, it has been a long journey, not an easy one, difficult one, with a whole lot of challenges. And then obviously it was my dream to turn professional. And I went through that because I feel it was meant to be. It was part of my journey for Uting in the Langkorn. And first one, I played for Cosmos and then got an opportunity to represent or to play for Chiefs. And then that's when a whole lot of things started happening, trophies, and then the Bafana call-ups and all that. And then moving from Chiefs to SuperSport, not an easy move. Not an easy move. Mm-hmm. It was.
Why? Why was it not an easy move? Yeah.
I've spent 8 years with Chiefs. It was. Sort of now my family. It is my family where I spent a whole lot of my career putting. And then you would think, I would, or a player would want to stay there maybe for another 2 seasons, so that maybe 10 years and then retire. So deciding to leave my home to go somewhere else, it's not an easy decision, but it had to be done at that time, because I still believe now, had I not moved at that time, I don't think I would still be playing now.
And at that time, you were looking for a 2-year contract, and the club, Kaizer Chiefs, were only offering you one.
Yeah, but for me, it was not the reason that I left or they offered one. The reason that I left, it was about me and my performance. I wasn't happy with my previous season's performance. Yes, I got injured, and then most part of the season I was injured that season. But with the team, end of the season, most exciting thing in terms of the position, I wasn't happy, and I was part of that group. And then I said, what made me not to be at my level best? What made me not to be where I want to be in terms of performance? And then one of the reasons why I think I was now comfortable because of I've spent a whole lot of time more in one place. And at some point you would think, because I'm here, whether I'm playing okay or not, I will still play. I will still do, even if I don't finish training, I will still play. And I needed to get another challenge. I needed to get a new motivation that will push me to be the player that I wanted to be.
Yes. All right, and then you had that time with SuperSport United where you also were reunited later with your former coach at Chiefs, Stuart Baxter, and you went on to win the trophies that you won. But then the move from SuperSport to Highlands Park here, tell me about that, because when you move from Chiefs, it's like you're moving from the first floor, and then you move on to SuperSport United. You would say maybe second or third floor, because it's a very competitive team. It's a team that is able to win a trophy almost every season, if not every second season. And Highlands Park would have been a bit of a downgrade, considering that they had just come back to the professional fold, and they are not a major pulling force in South African football.
Downgrade, it is not the word that I would use, but it's...
Which one would you use?
I would use, it's a small team.
Okay.
To the ones that I've played for.
But nowadays you hear everybody saying there are no small teams in the PSL anymore.
No, that's a lie. That's a lie. You use that language, Jorge, there's no smaller team because of the results. But whether we like it or not, there are small and big teams. That's a fact. So what is happening on the field? Yeah, you would say, Jorge, people are not scared of Chiefs, Pirates, Sundowns like before. So
yes, that's very true too.
That's why they say they are not big teams. But the fact is they are big teams, but on the field, they now compete better with those teams. Times change. Things are done differently. Smaller young teams get better coaches who are equipped and have knowledge to compete with those teams as well. And then as much as they are smaller teams, they can also get two or three players, big players that knows exactly to compete and back up any team that will compete with
big players like
yeah, something like that. so yeah.
Now,
On the field, you can say there's no smaller team because you compete with them, and every now and then you get results with them. But the truth of the matter is, there's still big and small team.
Well, that is the voice of Rene Yilwe Yeye Litsolonyane, the man who is not a yo-yo, and he is a very experienced campaigner in football. He's been playing football forever, man. I think when I look back at my archives, at my files, the one name that is consistent in terms of appearances is that of this man who is a midfielder for TS Galaxy now. So you go and join this Molanyana team, and then you find yourself in a situation where a couple of seasons down the line, it is sold. It is sold, and suddenly you have a new home, and this new home is TX Galaxy.
Yeah, it is another transition from Highlands Park to TS Galaxy. TS Galaxy as well, it's a fairly new and young team. We all know how they bought the status. So going there, you would encounter obviously challenges as well. The how things are done in terms of running a professional team. It is still a learning in progress. Because they are all learning as the management, as everyone in the team is learning. And then I've learned something as well, Uguti. When you move from Chiefs to SuperSport, you mustn't sort of expect the same situation in either Halako Chiefs to SuperSport and also from Highlands and Highlands to TS Galaxy. So
Malapawa Tuan in Fetu is Indu as fun, even then I fun.
True, and then I've learned to manage that. And then I think that's one of the things that made my life easier. I know what from the hierarchy that I started football with, Cosmos helped me a lot with the experience, yeah, sort of a small team and a big team. I started Kotlase. So I know exactly how Team Kotlase are and the, how they operate. I went to Chiefs. That's when I witnessed how a professional player should be treated, how a professional team it is run. So I have both experiences now. So moving to SuperSport, it is there. SuperSport, it is there. Leona, they obviously try hard to do things because the financial market, it is there. And the coaches they hire, the staff they hire, it is there. They can afford whatever they want. And when you go to Highlands Park and Tiers, the financial muscle, it is not there. They're a small team. And then they are trying to do what they can to run the team. So yeah, my expectations are I'm a professional player. And then whatever that is done at the club, I will do that, provided it is the right thing. I will not do things because of they should be done or they are done good club, even if they are wrong. So if it's you trying and you do it, trying to do good things, right things for the progress or for the betterment, their club and the players, I'm up for that.
Cool. I know that you said that TS Galaxy bought their status, but South African soccer fans will know that they never bought their Nedbank Cup victory against the Kaizer Chiefs a couple of seasons back. I'm sure they've got ambitions even now, but they started off by not taking Owen Takama with them when they bought the status of Highlands Park. They hired coach Dentens Madisela. After a few games, he was let go, and guess who came back in? The very same Owen Takama. You guys had a great game against the Maritzburg United, beating them 3-0 at Harry Kwala Stadium, and not easy stadium to go in and get a result. You would want to say maybe this is the first result that is going to build a place for yourself to be able to move up the table, because that result took you to position 12 on the table above Chipa United. I think Black Leopards, Maritzburg United is there as well, and the table proper's TTM.
Yeah, honestly, with Coach Dan, we played well most of the game. We created chances in Okori. We were supposed, had we converted those chances, most of the games we had a good win, but we did not. And then we considered goals in Okori. It was just a sort of a giveaway to the opponents. And then we lost games, we drew the games, and then fast forward, obviously, he was fired, and then now we are with Coach Owen, who we know obviously better from Highlands Park. And then we got an important result a few days ago that moved us from number 16 to number 12. I think it is a good base. It is a good win for and a moral booster for the club, for us players. To say that it is possible. Games that we play are not that difficult. We just need them to be difficult. And if we keep working, if we keep doing the right things on the day, if we convert the chances that we get them, we will win most of our games. And then and winning this one doesn't mean we have arrived. It means this is a starting point for us to work hard and do better and try to win more games so that we can be in a better position.
That was Yeye Letulonyane Urineyilwe Umnyeni Gampo Papagatato Baba Abantwana, a senior citizen in South African football. Thank you very much for joining me, Mfanagiti. I'm sure that as things hopefully start to improve and we hit this virus for a 6, we should be able to have a come together and have human person face to face across this table right here in studio as we explore other topics. And thank you very much for your time. And he is indeed a member and part and parcel of an Apple Music campaign titled Music That Moves Me, and that was launched today. And he is there alongside Abo Themba Vuma as well as Makazole Mapipi. Mfanagit, you are somebody who has stayed the course. May you continue with your professionalism. If there's one thing that I can say about you, is that not a single word, not a single negative word has ever been published about you. And I hope that the youngsters can take a leaf from that kind of book. Take care and good luck for your upcoming games with the TS Galaxy.
No, no, thanks, Hotman, once more for having me and then for having a chat in another few minutes. And I'm always open when things get better to come visit you more studio.
Wonderful. Mfana with Sporty. And you can catch this segment of Sports Live with BBK on whatever platform that you use to access your podcast. Till we meet again next week, Friday, you must have yourself a wonderful weekend. Stay at home. Don't go anywhere else unless you are an essential worker and you're getting those essentials for the family. Cheerio.